hands to God and just bless him with spirit. The secret is just to be intentional. Close your eyes and call him those names. Come on, call him Daddy as loud as you can. I can't hear you. Call him Daddy as loud as you can. Come on, call him, call him, call him, call him, call him, call him, call him.
You are my daddy, and your baby is singing. I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity. My daddy, your baby. I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity. You are my daddy. Your baby is screaming. I will be singing and dancing.
Yes, yes, it's all on that.
My Jesus, my Jesus. Your beloved is singing. I will be singing and shouting and chanting for the rest of eternity. My daddy, your baby is singing. Daddy, I'll come on stage. I will be singing and shouting and chanting for the rest of eternity. My daddy, my darling, your baby is singing. I am
singing.
I will be singing and dancing and chanting for the rest of eternity.
My daddy, your baby is singing. I'll be singing and shouting and dancing for the rest.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Glory to God. Akombe, Kurisis, Interoskuba, Lishis, and Brother Manda, 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 and Lord, we worship you. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 This is our thank you for the joy of salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sabata Bracota, the Brandon and the Manash, and the Bracada, but the Bracada, but the Brandon and the Manash. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is it better? Baraba, Baba, Cabana, Rada, the Baga, the Manos, the Brigada, Baraba, Baba, and the Brandon and the Brandon Manos, the Brigada, Baba, Baba, Pai. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and worship the Lord wherever you are. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, because you're the good. You're the good, good Father. Kada de divina cotis. What a wonderful Father you are. Thank you, Jesus. Kashata bakati and atsushi finna color breaker, divina vendor, wherever. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Wherever you are, express yourself in His presence. Lord, we give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Goro Susu be the Kinney Bakunum and Abrandan and Amana and the Minasu be the Kinney Bakunum and Asus. Oh, thank you, Daddy. Is a part of Rakum and the Red and the Manus and the Red and the Perfect of the Bakadabanamantis. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I welcome you all to another edition of Heart for Prayers. We continue in our series, Spiritual Foresight. Today is going to be we're just going to be praying. We're going to be loading up prayers ahead for our future. Just going to be praying and trusting the Lord to guide us as we pray. One thing I want to encourage you is that prayer cannot be too much. You may think that, why don't I try strategies and seek advice and try my own wisdom, but sometimes all you just need to do is pray. When you pray, there's clarity. When you pray, your spirit is able to discern accurately the will of God. And when your spirit discerns the will of God, there's better chances of living a fulfilled life. The Lord is leading us this way, this moment. First, I want to tell you about a story in Luke chapter 1, and where the angel appeared to Zechariah. And he, speaking to Zechariah, began to talk about a child that was to come. But when the angel came, the first thing the angel said to Zechariah was, "Fear not." And then at some point along the line, Zechariah was so full of unbelief, the angel had to make him go dumb. That is, make him lose the ability to talk temporarily, because if he continued to speak that unbelief, he would frustrate that process of the fulfillment of what the Lord was communicating at that time. The Lord was communicating something significant to his eternal plan of salvation, and how that would come to pass through him. And because he was old and his wife was old, he was doubting, he was fearful. And tonight we're just going to first start with preparing the ground, preparing your heart for whatever the Lord is showing you. Because foresight means ability to see into the future, ability to see into times and seasons to come, and to see what the Lord wants to do. But when your heart is not ready to receive, then you will just see, you will not enter. Okay? And so your heart has to receive, because one of the things that hinders people from seeing, from having spiritual foresight, is fear. Amongst other things, there is also the place of sin, because if you are not a child of God, it is difficult for you to always and always hear from God. It is difficult because it takes you having the Spirit of God on the inside of you to be able to hear. And spiritual foresight has to do with things, it has to do with the Spirit of God communicating on the inside of you. The Spirit of God is on the inside of you, and it's communicating to you from the inside of you primarily. But in some cases, it's going to communicate to you through other people, through the clear voice, like a very firm voice that you would hear with your natural ear, to look as though you hear it to your natural ear. But in most cases, it's going to show you things in your heart. You're going to see those visions in your heart. You're going to understand his plans and purposes in your heart. And we're not just praying for 2024, we're praying for years to come, that the Lord will show us his plan, but that he will make us, he would prepare our hearts to receive. He will blot our heart, he will purge our heart of everything that can be obstructing us from clearly seeing his will for our lives. That is going to help us and purge our heart from every anxiety, and fear and whatever it is that may be a hindrance to the hearing or the seeing of his will. Can you begin to pray wherever you are? Lord, purge my heart of fear, purge my heart of anxiety, purge my heart of unbelief. I will not just see what you have for me. I will not just see your plans and purpose for me. I know that you have enabled me. We prayed last week about the Lord enabling our sights, enabling our faculties to see and hear the things of God. But now we need to be able to receive. We need to be able to accept whatever it is that the Lord communicates to us, so that we can make the most of it. We can maximize the informations of the Spirit in our hearts. Esto fati kanavas. Come, Bele, give me a pure heart. Give me a pure heart. My heart pure, free of doubt, free of fear, free of unbelief. The Bible says, He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power. And of a sound mind. This is my reality. My heart is purged of anxiety and worries in the name of Jesus. My heart is purged of fear and worries in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my heart is purged of anxieties and worries in the name of Jesus Christ. My heart is purged of anxieties and worries. My heart is purged of distractions in the name of Jesus. My heart is purged of distractions. Some of you are distracted by promises from men. You are distracted by your lustful desires. You are distracted by things. You are distracted by earthly things. But the Lord has to purge your heart so that you will see clearly, so that your sight will be purified. Keto belekia. For your sight to be purified, it means that you see singly the will of God. You see singly and in all purity, like all you see 100% about the year that is come, about your destiny, is the will of God. Lord, purge my heart of distractions in the name of Jesus. Some of you are at the point of making marital decisions. The Lord has to purge your heart of distractions so that you can narrow down and have a pure understanding of who it is that the Lord wants for you. My heart is purged of anxieties and worries. My heart is purged of fear. In the name of Jesus, I will see what the Lord will say. I will see in all purity and accuracy the plan of God for my life in the years to come. In the name of Jesus, every day of my life, I walk in spiritual foresight. Every day of my life, I walk in spiritual foresight. I know things when they are about to happen, before they happen, long before they happen. In the name of Jesus, my spiritual foresight in discerning people is sharpened. In the name of Jesus, my spiritual foresight in discerning the plan of God and discerning people who I should confide in and who I shouldn't confide in is sharpened. In the name of Jesus, my spiritual foresight is sharpened. In the name of Jesus Christ, my spiritual foresight is sharpened by the power in the Holy Ghost. My spiritual foresight is sharpened. My spiritual foresight my spiritual foresight is enhanced by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, my spiritual foresight is enhanced by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, my spiritual foresight is enhanced in all clarity to understand and comprehend the will and plan of God for my life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I am endowed. I receive by the power of the Holy Ghost capacity to see things before they happen. In the name of Jesus, capacity to be updated in terms of heavenly informations as touching events that are to come. In the name of Jesus, before I enter into the next phases of my life, I always see and know what to do. In the name of Jesus, when others are not seeing a way, the Lord will always show me a way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, when others are seeing hindrances and obstructions, I see a way. In the name of Jesus, when others are seeing the Red Sea, I will see dry land. In the name of Jesus, I will see dry land as a path through the sea. In the name of Jesus, when others can even are seeing a wilderness, I will see waters. In the name of Jesus, when others are seeing a dry land, I will see a fertile land. In the name of Jesus, I will always see the way out. I will always see solutions. I will always see the way out. I will always see solutions by the Spirit. And in the Spirit, I will always see a way out. I will always see solutions. I could have recorded to be no more. I better recorded to be no more. I always see in the Spirit and not in the flesh. In the name of Jesus, I always see in the Spirit and not in the flesh. I always see by the Spirit and not by the flesh. In the name of Jesus, I see from God's perspective. I see 2024 from God's perspective. In the name of Jesus, I see 2025 from God's perspective. I see 10 years of my life from now from God's perspective, and I walk in it. In the name of Jesus, I see prosperity and I walk in it. I see increase and I walk in it. I see abundance and I walk in it. I see healings and health and I walk in it. I see miracles and I walk in it. I see testimonies and I walk in it. I see liberty and I walk in it. I see prosperity and I walk in it. I see purity from sin and I walk in it. In the name of Jesus, I see deliverance from addictions and I walk in it. I see breakthrough from depression and I walk in it. In the name of Jesus, I see joy. I see happiness. I see abundance of rejoicing, and I walk in it in the name of Jesus. I see peace in the name of Jesus. I enforce the sights of God and the visions of God over my life in the name of Jesus. I enforce the will of God and His plan and purposes for my life against the plans of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I enforce the plans of God against the plans of the devil over my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you praying? My spiritual foresight is sharpened in the name of Jesus. I see accurately the will of God. I see accurately into the heart of God. I see accurately into the purpose of God in the name of Jesus. Not just for myself, but for my family, whether unborn or the ones that are already born in the name of Jesus. Like the Lord began to show unto Zechariah about his unborn child, the Lord can show unto you your unborn children. He can show unto you nations to come from your lineage. He can show to you ideas and the fruits of those ideas that will come in the future as a result of your yielding to his purpose for your life. As many of you that are under my voice, the Lord will open your eyes in the name of Jesus. You will see by the Spirit. You will see things to come by the Spirit. When others are seeing failure, you see success. When others are seeing lamentations and frustrations, you will see breakthrough in the name of Jesus. You will see increase when others are seeing little in the name of Jesus. What you see from now is greener pastures in the name of Jesus. For the Lord will cause you to lie down in green pastures, and it will lead you beside still waters in the name of Jesus. From henceforth, you will see peace all around. The Lord will garrison you with peace. Yes. The storm ceases in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, for your family. The storm ceases now in the name of Jesus. That storm of conflict and hatred and quarrels that keeps lingering in your family and that's obstructing you, your clarity of vision into the will of God, that is affecting you mentally and emotionally and it is drowning you, I declare peace be still in the name of Jesus Christ. From henceforth, see the grace of God. From henceforth, see the joy of God in your home. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you that you are, the Lord has been showing you a lovely home ahead, but you are afraid. You are afraid of going into marriage because of past experiences, and that is causing you to walk in unbelief. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that unbelief in your heart, and I strengthen you in faith right now. In the name of Jesus, you will not just see the will of God, but you will walk in it. In the name of Jesus, and you will walk in it by faith. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are some of you have been, you know, seeing bad dreams. You have been having bad dreams. There's someone here, you have been having bad dreams. That has been bringing fear, anxiety. No. You see, there are times that the Lord will show you something so that it can be avoided. And there are times that the devil will use those things to plant fear in your heart. and the tool that the devil uses to get children of God out of the plan of God and out of the authority in Christ is fear. So right now, I speak over you. Those things you saw, the negative things that you saw in your dreams, will not happen in the name of Jesus. And I rebuke that fear in your heart. From henceforth, see possibilities. From henceforth, see success. From henceforth, see increase. From henceforth, see a way forward in the name of Jesus Christ. And so we are praying, Lord, purge my mind of wrong informations, purge my mind of nightmares and wrong informations that the devil has shown me in the name of Jesus. Purge my heart of wrong informations that are breeding fear, emotional traumas, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse me, Lord, and cleanse my heart. Cleanse my mind, oh God, of those informations, negative sights that I have seen in visions and dreams that are bringing fear into my heart. In the name of Jesus, my heart is purged. Anything that inspires fear is not from God. It is not the will of God. Somebody here, can you pray and say, in the name of Jesus, I transform my dreams as a channel for God to reach me. In the name of Jesus, I transform my dreams from a channel used by the devil to a channel used by God to communicate to me. In the name of Jesus, I transform my thoughts from a channel that the devil uses to the channel that God uses to communicate to me. In the name of Jesus, I transform my thinking. I transform the inward sights that I have from a tool that the devil uses to a tool that God uses to communicate to me. I transform my thoughts. I transform my dreams. I transform my sights and my hearing and my faculty as a tool that God uses to communicate to me. In the name of Jesus, when I look left, I will see the will of God and not that of the devil. In the name of Jesus, when I look right, I will see the communication of God and not that of the devil. When I look front, I will see the will of God and not that of the devil. When I look back, I will see what the Lord is saying in the name of Jesus and not that of the devil. I convert my faculties as instruments of God in the name of Jesus. I convert the faculties of sight, the faculties of hearing into instruments of communication with God. In the name of Jesus, from henceforth, my faculties will hear and see accurately from the will of God, communications from God. In the name of Jesus, I am further established in the plan of God. I am further established in the will of God. In the name of Jesus, my faculties are used as tools of righteousness. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Now I'm just going to keep praying. I want you to be sensitive. I'm going to keep praying in the Holy Ghost. And then pay attention. If you can close your eyes where you are, close your eyes and begin to see into 2024. Begin to see into your destiny. The Lord will open the eyes of many of you and you will begin to see into the will of God. You begin to see clearly. You begin to see clarity into things. There's going to be an activation of precise visions. of precise sights. There's going to be an activation of precise visions and precise sights in the spirit as I pray. So I want you to pay attention wherever you are. If you can close your eyes, just to shut yourself away from distractions and be able to see. And the Lord is going to show us in the next 5 minutes. The Lord is going to communicate things to you through sight. Going to communicate things to you. I saw somebody right now in a wedding gown, in a white wedding gown, in 2024. Who is that? Take it in the name of Jesus. It is yours. It is settled. See. Activate your sight. Just begin to see in the name of Jesus. Begin to see by the Spirit. Begin to see by the Spirit all that God has packaged for you in 2024. And begin to see also the plans of the devil for 2024 so that you can address it. You can break it in Jesus. Begin to see somebody, the Lord will just show you an idea about your business, something that you should start implementing for your business. Someone, the Lord is going to show you something you should start implementing for your applications. You have been using a pattern for your applications. The Lord is going to inspire you in your heart, a pattern that you should introduce for your applications. Oh Lord, pour out sights and visions right now in the name of Jesus. Cause these ones to see in the name of Jesus. Keep seeing. You have 3 minutes more. There's someone, the Lord is, you're going to see a vision, and it's as though the Lord is taking you up on a mountain, and he's showing you, and he's telling you that as far as your eyes can see is what you have. As far as your eyes can see is what you're going to have. What do you see? As you see, In Jesus' name, we have sinned. Now it's time to lay hold on the things that you have seen. And one of the ways to lay hold on what the Lord shows you is to keep them on your lips, is to refrain your lips from speaking things that contradict what the Lord is showing you, but to rather and continue to emphasize the things that the Lord has shown you. You see, many of us will celebrate what other higher men of God tell us over what the Holy Spirit told us. Many of us would treat with so much honor what the Holy Spirit told a higher man of God than what he told us. And it's good. It means that you honor God's grace in their life. It means that you honor God in their life. But the truth is, those men will not always be constantly around you like the Holy Spirit is constantly around you. And so you have to be able to trust what the Lord communicates to you. That is how you begin to see the manifestation of the Word of God in your life. You have to take it, write them down. If the Lord showed you something tonight, if you have a pen and a book, write it down. Don't forget it. And if you don't have a pen and a book, meditate on it. You know, and as soon as you have a pen and a book, go and write it down. Okay, when the Lord shows you something, when the Lord communicates something to you, for instance, when you have a dream and you wake up, the first thing to do is to ask the Holy Spirit for what it means. You know, if the answer to that question doesn't come immediately, pray in tongues. Because when you pray in tongues, you pray perfectly about it. Okay, and then don't stress on it. If the dream itself comes back again, okay, if that dream comes back to you again during the course of the day, then it means you should pay attention to that dream. But if you wake up and you forget your dream, in most cases, just pray and forget it. But if the dream keeps coming back to you, because God is not a talkative, so when God emphasizes something, it means it is important that you pay attention to it. So what you should do is pray and meditate on it. The interpretation will drop. Every dream has an interpretation, and the Spirit of God is in the best interpreter of dreams and visions. And of course, you have to ensure that whatever interpretation that you have is according to the Word of God, is in line with the Word of God. Amen. And so the next 5 minutes, you are going to confess the things that you saw. You are going to speak out the things that you saw and then call them forth. You are going to authoritatively enforce them and call them forth. And say, in 2024, I see my business skyrocketing in profit. In 2024, I see my promotion. In 2024, I see me advancing. I see a change of status. Somebody that you're going to start the process, and then you're going to begin to make tangible progress in that process as touching change of status. Yes, somebody, you're going to change status in your new geographical location. You're going to change status in your place of work. The Lord is doing so mighty things. You know, he's doing so mighty things right now. Can you just call them forth? Call them forth. Call them forth. In the name of Jesus, I see prosperity. I see increase. I see abundance. In the name of Jesus, I see positivity. I see success. In the name of Jesus, I see excellence. I see myself coming out in flying colors in my examinations. In the name of Jesus, I see myself being congratulated. In the name of Jesus, I get positive feedbacks from my applications. I see my emails buzzing with good news. In the name of Jesus, in 2024, I see myself making progress. In the name of Jesus, I see myself growing spiritually. I see myself recognizing the will of God in the ministry. in the name of Jesus. I see myself expanding in the plan of God for my ministry. In the name of Jesus, I see myself increasing in fervency in my walk with God. In 2024, I see myself more consistent in my walk with God. In the name of Jesus, I see myself fervent in spirit in 2024. In the name of Jesus, call them forth. Call them forth. You have 3 minutes more. Call them forth. Call for what the word the Lord has shown you tonight in the name of Jesus. And as you talk, you see as well. So begin be calling out what you have seen as well in the name of Jesus. Do you remember that the Lord had to change Abraham's name? He had to give him a name that implies father of nations. And so every time Sarah calls him Abraham, she was calling him father of nations. And every time he called Sarah, he was calling her mother of nations. And that was bringing strength to their faith. And that was, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, from verse 12 to 13, it says about Sarah that Sarah gained strength to conceive. And we know from Romans chapter 4, from verse 18 thereabout, that the strength that was being spoken of there is the strength of faith. There's something called the strength of faith. A man can be strong in faith or weak in faith. Every human being has faith. Every human being has some iota of faith. Whether you're a child of God or not, you have an iota of faith. Because in the Bible, we see unbelievers demonstrate faith in the earth walk of Jesus Christ. And so and then when it comes to a child of God, you operate with a different level of faith, and that faith is the faith of God. But now you can either be strong in that faith or be weak in that faith. And one of the things that strengthens you in faith is meditation. And one of the things that aids meditation is what you feed your faculties, what you see and what you hear. Can you go ahead and call for the things that the Lord has shown you in the name of Jesus? Oh, glory to God. I'm seeing it again. A lady in a white gown, like a wedding. I'm seeing it again. Who is it? It is settled. I say to you again, it is settled. I'm giving you 1 minute more. Call forth the things that the Lord has shown you and speak as though you are in them already. Oh, glory God. I have passed the exam. My God. My application was approved in 2024. Glory to God. As a matter of fact, the Lord is set to do something for somebody this year. He said, I promised you that I will do it before the year runs out. And I will do it. The Lord says he will do it. Glory to God. And so in the name of Jesus, I speak over you, wherever you are. Receive capacity to see. In the name of Jesus, receive capacity to see in all purity and assurance the will of God for your destiny. In the name of Jesus, receive the capacity to walk in the things that you see according to the will of God. You will not frustrate the visions of God for your life. In the name of Jesus, it is with your hand that you will withhold and lay hold of the things that the Lord has shown you. It is with your legs that you will walk into the things that the Lord has shown you. Aishta Keleko Asti Svenes Tupiako Desisifia Ike Teke Konko Kobekikako Itestike Koloque Etikinto Aquatuan Tikete Konko Etlekle Tete Klukon Tiketua Tonfite Eteton Tete Pitepe Pimpen Picon Picon Tokovic Ekle Konto Aqua kiste fikena jetus the rusu susu fiki atua kia to the holy hati fihi hehe kohome eha kuya te kian to lui eti fihi pehe ha ha atua kuale te fitentia te konto fiteterite etret lo lus tu frintentle kitos to compratos aqua kihe ste tre tikes tu fletus tu pi anto tente ek aqua konto plefteton pret Lipia to Peter Fati, then Sufi Titi, Shite Akon, Shutevin, Pe, Deflectus, the Fretta Cola, Tres, Deflectua, and the Squared Bread, Tiffin, Triplica. This says the Spirit of the Lord, I have anointed your eyes to see, I have anointed your ears to hear, I have enabled you to walk in the things that I have shown you, I have anointed you to not just walk in it but to lead others into distance. In the name of Jesus, this says the Spirit of the Lord, you need not to be afraid, you need not to worry, for the things that you are afraid of, I have averted them. You need not to be overwhelmed with what tomorrow holds, for I am bringing to your heart clarity of assurance as touching my plans and as touching my will. For nothing, nothing, nothing can stand against my will. For nothing, nothing can stand against my plan. For nothing, 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 nothing can frustrate my will for your life. I have determined to favor you. I have determined to increase you. I have determined to ensure that I bring ease unto the works of your hands, and this is to bring glory to my name and to prepare you or the things that I want you to do for me. So I will bring you into stability. I will garnish you with financial stability. I will garnish you with emotional stability, because I have lives ahead of you that I want to be blessed as the reason of your stability emotionally and financially. And so because of these things, I will bring stability into your hands. But never forget, when that stability comes, you are only but a steward. You are only but a steward of the peace that I will bring onto your heart. You are only but a steward of the resources that I will grant unto you. For with those resources will you further my gospel, and with those resources will you impact lives. You will not be selfish, for selfishness will only bring you down. Selfishness will only bring you to walk in proud, and I do not work with the proud. I hate the proud. I resist the proud. So you will not be proud when the things that you are seeking and praying for, the things that you have been asking me as touching your healing in your health, you will not be proud when it comes, because I am bringing that healing to you so that you will use that testimony to bless other people. And so when that healing comes, for it has come, check it, it has come. It has come. So when that healing comes, you will not hesitate to share the testimony to strengthen the faith of others. And then you will not tabernacle with that testimony, but you will take a step further to walk in the healing anointing, says the Spirit of the Lord. Someone here, I hear the Lord saying, go forward. Yes, you have been sitting there for too long. The Lord says, go forward. The boldness, the resources, the capacity, the strength, the relationship, the connections that you need to move forward, take it in the name of Jesus. Straight forward to your left hand. Yes, I put into that hand capacity to do something and see it prosper in the name of Jesus. No longer will you do something and give up halfway. Yes, I see somebody. You start, and then you stop halfway, and then you stop. I strengthen that withered hand. My God, I bring strength to that weakened hand in the name of Jesus. I speak strength to that feeble hand. Whatever you touch from henceforth begins to flourish unstoppably in the name of Jesus. Whatever you touch turns to gold in the name of Jesus Christ. My God, I saw someone right now. It's as though they wrap the clothes around your eyes. They wrap the cloth around your eyes. They wrap the cloth around your eyes. And it's like you are sitting down. Your hand is like tied to the back. My God, my God. By the power in the name of Jesus and by the backing of the host of heaven, angels mighty, Kiko Telekwas Gevenai, I enter into this place and I lose you now. You are free in the name of Jesus. That person, the way the Lord would confirm it is, you will feel a surge, the power of God. Cannot run us. I lose you now in the name of Jesus. Now begin to see unstoppably and clearly. Begin to see possibilities. Begin to see possibilities. Begin to see. And those hands that were tied with heat will begin to receive the things that you see in the name of Jesus. One of the things that shows that you are the person I'm talking to is that you always see ideas. You've seen lots of business ideas, like they just come to you, but you never implement them. You never implement them. That's another person. You never implement them. The first person, you start and then you give up halfway. But this person, you see what you should do. You see those visions, but you never lay hold on them. You never get to start working on them. In the name of Jesus, strength to your feeble hands. Stretch forth your hand wherever you are. I speak strength into that hand. I speak enablement into that hand. I enhance your capacity to make profit. I enhance your capacity to make profit with those hands. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and flourish. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Wherever you are, can you just go ahead and worship the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, man, heaven over your season. Thank you for your words. Thank you for the things that you have shown me today. Thank you because my hands will lay on them. Thank you because my feet will walk into them. Thank you because my life will be a testimony of answered prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. glory, 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 glory. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you. See you next week. Remember, same time, 7 p.m. Nigerian time. 8 p.m. Nigerian time and 1 p.m. CST. Invite your friends and remember to fast next week. I hope you fasted today, because you're supposed to fast for the next couple of Sundays that we'll be having this. Next week promises to be great, promises to be refreshing. See you next week.